T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have lovely people here at our State Fair Broadcast Center. Good morning. What is your name?
Mary.
Mary, Mary. Where are you from?
From Arlington.
Oh, beautiful Arlington on Highway 5. And who's this gentleman?
I'm Gary.
Would you call him a gentleman, Mary?
I think so.
How long have you been stuck with him?
Oh, 50-some years.
50? But you are a saint. Well, how about we have a high today right around 72? Is that okay?
That would be fine.
And you got your umbrella, so you're ready for the occasional rain. We'll have that today, light to moderate rain, maybe a slight chance of thunderstorms. But are you ready for sunshine tomorrow, Gary?
We are.
Sunshine tomorrow, 70s, about 80 on Thursday. Okay. All right. How about a little rain Friday? Yeah, you can do without that. Right now in the Twin Cities, our CCO temperature is 62, dew point 61 from the fair. Thank you, Mary and Gary.
It is 7:21 here at WCCO at the State Fair. Jerry Truhn is running for United States Senate and stops by to say hi this morning. Jerry, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you very much.
And your booth is right down the street from us,
Just down the street here, a half a block.
So let me ask you, you're a business guy, but you decide that you're going to run for the United States Senate. Tell me about that decision.
Well, I've always had more than just a casual interest in what we might call the great American questions and the idea of public service and what have you. So it really isn't anything new. People who know me well have known that. But now's the time, and I'm drawn out like so many people with the displeasure of where American politics is and liking to comment on how I think it can and should change.
Well, so you're not Republican, you're not Democrat, you're running as an independent.
That's correct. I'm not in the Republican Party, Democratic Party, or the Independence Party. It's purely independent.
What's interesting to me, Jerry, is as I remember when Governor Ventura came out as independent and everybody kind of, you remember, had no chance. Farm Fest, he kind of launched it, but he got here to the State Fair and took it to a whole new level. So he came kind of out of, you know, just kind of being a novelty to really being a contender. Can the State Fair make a difference for you?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. We've got, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people a day, basically, that are walking by the booth and get to see exposure to the name and what have you. You know, the interesting thing about independent, if you will, is that there are more people now in America who identify themselves as independent than as a Republican or a Democrat in broad general terms. So I don't think it's like we're creating the wheel here.
When you are running as an independent, Republicans and Democrats have pretty good cash reserves for their candidates, as you're well aware. Right. What about financially? Because do you need money to survive in a race like this?
You do need some money, and we've spent some money, but you know, it's more than money, too. I mean, if I can't activate the interest of the Minnesota people, then you know, I don't believe in this buying stuff. And where do they spend the money? They spend the money on one negative ad after another. That's what you're going to see between now and you know, November 6th, and that's one of the things that I take great objection to, if you will, is in terms of the buying. I'm not against politicians spending money, but I wish they would spend it on actively promoting the best parts of their policies rather than just, you know, Dave, as you know, I've competed at a sports level and a business level at a very high competitive rate. And I know one thing. If I call you a bad player, that won't make me a good player. I have to earn that. And all the parties do is one thing after another denigrate the other side. That's not, if you had that in a symphony orchestra or a sports team or any kind of business, you're not going to get anywhere. And I think that's what so many of us are just have had it right up to our ears with. And there is a better way.
Will you have an opportunity in any way to get involved in a debate with Tina Smith or Karen Housley?
Well, I think that's coming up, yes. I'm not sure what all the requirements are for the polling and how to do that, or, you know, for the debates and what have you. But people can come on our website and find out all about my issues, all about the positions. It's very detailed, I think much more so than the other candidates, including on whether it's education, the economy, and what have you. So check it out at tryingforsenate.com.
What about health issues? Are you hearing from people about health issues, and what can you do? What do you want to do there?
Well, it is a big issue, no question, for everybody. And one of my messages is that instead of screaming at each other, this is complicated, difficult stuff. Doesn't mean that we can't make improvements and need to make improvements on it, but there are no easy answers. you know, we get into how the fee-for-service model is makes it difficult. Many people don't even know what that is in terms of healthcare. But I do know this, that, you know, so many times in life it's not good against evil, right against wrong. Sometimes you can have correct positions on both sides of that, which means is that we can't throw 30 million people on the street and not have healthcare, right? And at the same time, I think that, you know, we have to do those things that help us activate being more healthy, which clearly impact pricing. So it's a difficult, complicated. But please go on my website. And we don't have 15 minutes here to get all into the details of the thing. But it's a big issue for people, no question.
How often will you be at your booth? Will you be there today at all?
Oh, yeah, every day, in and out, you know, depending on the weather and the rain and all the rest of it. But I'm there mostly every day.
Okay, so what's the next step for you, Jerry? What do you hope to do next?
Well, we've got, what, a little bit less than 2 months? We've got September and October, a couple of months yet to do it. So we're going to keep grinding day after day after day and, you know, trying to get more exposure. We will be taking ads. We've taken a lot of social media ads now lately. And we have been on the radio. We've had, you know, WCCO radio spots. So, you know, you just keep pounding away day after day. It's like training camp. You just keep showing up and keep going at it.
Yeah, long time since those Harding High School days, huh?
Did you have to bring that up? Very, very fond memories, though, of Harding High School.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Playing against Johnson in hockey.
Oh, yeah, good hockey memories for you, too.
Oh, my goodness. No, I have to tease my buddy Davey Brooks about that all the time.
Oh, David, yeah, Herbie's boy. Yeah, And
Herbie's son, Danny, too.
Or Danny, I mean.
Who I do business with, right.
Yes, but because.
Great people.
The rivalry, sometimes we kind of forget. I guess I've digressed off politics a bit. Yeah. But that rivalry was a beauty in hockey.
Well, you know, we used to play at the old St. Paul Auditorium, and there's 8,000 people that would be. And there was the biggest hockey rivalry in the country by then, by far.
Yeah.
You know, half of the people were from Harding and half of them were for Johnson. And whoever was touching the puck, somebody was screaming, right? So if Harding had a puck, we'd be screaming. And if Johnson, they'd be screaming. But when I was there, they were really good. I mean, they won the state once. They were the runner-up. But those are fond memories.
Yeah, good Minnesota memories. Hey, Jerry, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And he's right out here at the State Fair. Jerry Truen running for U.S. Senate.
Thank you very much.
As an independent here on WCCO, where the time is 7:27.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.